This afternoon, you will hear a discussion of the topic, What Should the United States Immigration Policy Be? Here with us to discuss this question are Senator Herbert H. Lehman, Democrat of New York, member of the Senate Labor and Welfare Committee, and the Senate Banking and Currency Committee, and Representative J. Frank Wilson, Democrat of Texas, member of the House Judiciary Committee, which drafted the McCarran-Walter immigration bill. Before the debate begins, we'd like you to hear an important message.
A message directed to the employers of this nation for the benefit and security of the United States of America. The message, hire the handicapped. We need strength, industrial strength, if America is to reach her defense production goal on schedule. That means using all of our manpower, including thousands upon thousands of handicapped persons, both veterans and non-veterans. So, Mr. Employer, don't overlook this opportunity for added production through added manpower. Hire the handicapped. The way to do it is simple. Get in touch with your state employment service. Remember, tests have proved that when disabled persons are properly placed on the job, they are just as steady, just as safe as their fellow workers. If you're a handicapped man or woman and you want a job, get in touch with your state employment service. In order to remain strong, America needs all of us on the job.
Now, speaking for Theodore Granick, here is your moderator, Frank Blair.
Selecting immigrants is similar to an individual inviting guests or choosing guests for his home. So in any immigration law, there must be standards and procedures. And there centers the conflict of opinion. President Eisenhower, in a letter to Senator Watkins of Utah, has said that he had received a great many complaints that the present Immigration and Nationality Act does embody many serious and inequitable restrictions, and that while he realized the act did contain some provisions which represented a liberalizing influence in the field of immigration law, he felt that a study of the law should be undertaken immediately. Today's speakers on the American Forum of the Air are eminently qualified to discuss our immigration policy. So let's start with a question for Representative Wilson. Congressman, since as a member of the House Judiciary Committee, you helped draft the present immigration law, do you believe experience has revealed many serious and inequitable restrictions?
Mr. Blair, the truth is that this law only became effective on December 24th last and has had less than 5 months' experience in actual practice. Any new law, of course, has certain administrative features that must be ironed out. The agencies who enforce the law, the Immigration Service, the Naturalization Service, the Department of State, and other departments must get used to its provisions and must set up administrative provisions of their own. So I think the complaints are comparatively few compared with the short experience we've had and the fact that this is a very expansive law, taking in some 200 to 250 former legislative enactments on the subject and recodifying them and revising them and clarifying them and strengthening them. So I think the complaints have been comparatively few, and I think we'll get fewer.
Thank you, Congressman Wilson. Senator Lehman, do you think that the law has shown many serious and inequitable restrictions?
Well, Mr. Blair, what we now have on our statute books is not an immigration law, but an anti-immigration law. The law is presently written is not a law to authorize immigration or to control immigration, but rather to prevent immigration, to discourage it, and to make it difficult as possible for an alien to be admitted to this country either as a visitor or a student or as a permanent resident. Under our present law, every alien is assumed to be a potential spy, a saboteur, a criminal, or a subversive, unless and until he can prove otherwise. Even naturalized American citizens are placed under this bar sinister and can be denaturalized for any one of a number of acts which native-born American citizens can perform without penalty. The heart of the law is the National Origins Quota System, a discriminatory plan based on repugnant theories of the racial superiority of the so-called Nordic races. The law further is characterized by drastic penalties, including deportation for aliens. Against aliens for innocent acts such as failure to carry registration cards or failure to notify the Attorney General of a change in address. And the widest discretion is given to consuls and to immigration inspectors and other officials to bar, to exclude, to deport, and detain aliens. There is no appeal and no review from consular agents, the decisions of consular agencies barring aliens from admission into this country. The decision of the consul, however arbitrary and capricious it may be, is final and irrevocable. Aliens already in this country can be apprehended and placed in custody. In some cases, they can be deported without even the benefit of a hearing. Mr. Blair, the McCarran-Walter Act took over all the worst features of all the immigration laws which have been enacted over the last 30 or 40 years. But it added many new provisions that were equally bad and combined the whole structure into a legal code which is anti-humanitarian, anti-foreign, and in the profoundest meaning of the word, un-American. It is a complex law and very difficult to summarize in all of its details. But if we are to keep faith with our American traditions, this law, in my opinion, must be completely revised and rewritten.
Thank you, Senator Lehman. Now, Congressman Wilson, do you think the good features of the act counterbalance the charges that the law is anti-immigration?
Mr. Blair, I think there's no question in the world about it. And I think the senator takes a very strained view of the provisions of the law. The main complaint that has been raised by the opposition is the national origin theory. And, of course, the legislative history of the national origins theory, as it was studied for some 4 or 5 years, back from 1920 to 1925, found that there had been some 20 million aliens, immigrants, come to these shores from 1900 to 1920. All the citizens, nearly unanimously, rose up in arms against what some years amounted to 2,500,000 immigrants who hit our shores, many of whom refused to assimilate themselves with our population and with our form of government and with our culture. And they realized that although in the early days of this republic we needed manpower, we needed people, we had undeveloped resources that needed developing, and we needed new people, but we've reached a time now when our housing and our population has reached such a state that we must be very selective in our immigration and take only those people that we know believe in our customs and will assimilate themselves and who can subscribe to our theory of government and not bring some foreignism such as communism, fascism, or Tojoism or something else to this land of the free. We think, Mr. Blair, that this law, the good in this bill, far counterbalances any criticism that has been made by anybody. And we say that when the committee this time, and I will say that the joint House-Senate committee that studied this bill, 7 members from each House, 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans on each side, studied the national origins theory again, they came up to this final determination. They either had to keep the national origins theory that had theretofore been in vogue and in the law since 1924, or adopt one of two other alternatives. One was to admit people where the greatest pressure existed in the country, and they found the greatest pressure existed in China. The other was to set up a commission who would determine what people were to come into the country, which would be subject to political pressure, to subversive pressure, to every kind of known pressure, and which would be utterly impossible of enforcement. We think the law of the, as it is set out, liberalizes the immigration statutes of this country and brings in, by giving a quota to 11 Asiatic countries that had never had a quota before, by absolutely barring any racial discrimination at all that had theretofore existed, and it is now so that we can expel from this country, as we should have been able to do at all times, these communist subversives who are bent upon destroying our form of government,
Senator,
and our way of life.
Senator Lehman.
Well, in the first place, I think the figures given by the congressman with regard to immigration between 1900 and 1920 are grossly exaggerated. There were not 20 million people. There were less than half that number of people who were admitted into this country during those years. And as far as the Orientals is concerned, I don't think there's been a great concession made with regard to them, because all we permit now to come in from any Oriental country is 100 a year, and even that 100 is limited by the Asiatic-Pacific Triangle, which limits the immigration of all Orientals, all the people from India, China, Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, all the other countries, to a total of 2,000.
Senator Lima,
may I just add one more word? But it seems to me that Congressman Wilson has unconsciously supported my thesis, and it's a very strong thesis with great conviction, that this law does discriminate against certain people. Today, 65,000 people are permitted to come in as immigrants from England, and England doesn't want to send those people. But only 5,500 can come in from Italy with a population substantially equal to that of England. Only 5,000 can come in from Poland. Only 308 can come in from Greece. Nobody can come in from Latvia or Lithuania or the other countries, the Baltic countries. Now, I don't believe that the immigrant that has come over to this country from Italy, from Greece, from Poland, from Lithuania and Latvia is less likely to be a good American citizen than a person who's come over from England or Germany or Ireland.
Congressman Wilson.
I think it's a clear concession
Blair,
to my point
of
view.
I make no claim that the people from those countries who are American citizens are not good citizens. The opponents of this bill certainly want to make it appear that the folks who wrote this bill after long and study and investigation tried to discriminate against those nationalities. But I stated before what the formula had to be, and I say that sometime in the future, and I happen to be on the watchdog committee, the joint watchdog committee of between the Senate and the House, who are constantly studying this law and its operation and its administrative provisions and its enforcement with the idea that if any time in the future after the law has had proper experience, when we can tell if there's any defects in the law, it can be changed, and I'm certain will be changed.
Well, Senator Lehman, I understand that you are directing the effort to rewrite the McCarran Act and that a bill will be introduced in the Senate soon. Now, what changes are you advocating in the quota appointment?
Well, we're revising the bill drastically so as to remove most, if not all, of the injustices and inequalities of the McCarran Act.
By injustices, you mean the National Origins Bill?
Well, that among other things. I strongly feel that the National Origins Act should be repealed. I see no justification in our country, our democracy, which has been built up by immigrants from every country in the world, to discriminate against an immigrant from Greece or an immigrant from Poland or an immigrant from Italy or an immigrant from many of the other countries. And these countries have in the past all done their full part in the upbuilding of our country. And certainly I don't believe that an immigrant from Italy is only one-tenth as worthy to come into this country as an immigrant from England. And I don't think that an immigrant from Greece, because they've certainly contributed much to our country, is worthy of only one-half of 1% as much as an immigrant from England. And that's why I want to do with this evil national origins quota system which we now have.
Congressman Wilson, do you favor any changes in the present law?
I do not, Mr. Blair, at present, because, as I say, we've had no experience to judge by, and I think the law should permit it to go along for a year or 2 years, and then, if any revision or any amendments need to be adopted, they can be adopted. Now, with regard to the national origin quota, Samuel Gompers, whom I consider as the greatest labor leader this country ever saw, that founded the American Federation of Labor, had this to say back around 1909. The unlimited flood of immigrants is threatening to submerge standards of life and work that we have established here. The majority of immigrants, Gompers went on, no longer come from Western Europe where language and custom and industrial organizations were similar to those of the United States, but from other places where they do not know anything about our way of life and where they cannot be assimilated in such great numbers. So Senator Lehman said, let me make this point. Senator Lehman said this was an anti-immigration bill. I call his attention to the fact that there were 265,000 immigrants came in last year when under the law only 154,000 were permissible. But these others came in from various things, such as marrying GIs and in various ways. And I'm certain that the same number will come in under this immigration law during this year, and possibly more. Because under this bill, any American citizen who has a wife or children in another country, they can come into this country quota-free and not be charged to the quota. That's an enlargement upon the immigrant population to come to the country.
Senator Lehman, we can give you 30 seconds to answer.
Well, may I say this, that the figures that the given by the congressman, I think, are also exaggerated. I think we're about 156,000 come in last year, but only about 80,000 came in under the quota. The balance came into the Displaced Persons Act, which I, thank God, had a little bit to do in writing, which permitted the people who had been persecuted religiously and politically by the Nazis and placed in concentration camps to come into this country as refugees.
Thank you,
that
Jim.
Was far the greater number of
in a moment, we'll come back to you, Congressman, in just a moment. And we'll also take questions from our audience after this interesting message.
In playing cards, it's possible to bluff and come out a winner. But in defending this country, the Air Force will take no chances on bluffing an enemy into thinking we are 100% protected against any sneak air attack. The truth is, we are not. Our defenses are not perfect, but they can be improved with your help. Civilian volunteers are manning observation posts all over the country, spotting aircraft which might be enemy planes aimed at destruction. Most planes can be picked up by radar except when flying at a low altitude. The remainder can be spotted by GOC observers. But what happens if radar misses the plane and there is no spotter? The answer is simple. He goes undetected and can complete his mission of destruction. We can't bluff our way out of that one, so it's up to you and your neighbors to join the GOC and safeguard your community and your country. Contact your local civil defense headquarters and find out how you can help defend America as a member of the Ground Observer Corps.
Now, here again is your moderator, Frank Blair.
What should be the United States immigration policy is the topic for discussion, and Senator Lehman, you were saying...
Well, I was saying that only about 80,000, or a little less than that, came in under the quota system, because the English only sent over 10 or 15,000 at the most. Most of them came from the concentration camps, who were men and women who were the victims of Nazi persecution, or from those who had escaped from behind the Iron Curtain, or those who were the ex-Belize from Czechoslovakia and other countries. That's the reason they were of 50 or 170,000 came in. But that law is expired now. It doesn't exist anymore.
And Congressman Wilson, you wanted to say?
The figure I mentioned, Mr. Blair, was exclusive of the DPs because last year most of the DPs had already come into the country. I want to make two little short points. One was that the House passed this bill by 206 to 68 on original passage. The Senate vote was unrecorded. Both houses overrode the president's veto. The House, after 5 years study now, mind you, 278 to 113, the Senate by 57 to 26. So I don't think this law could have passed or overridden the presidential veto if it was such a bad law. One other point, and that is the main feature of the bill provides that before, under the old law, we had communist subversives in this country that we couldn't even get rid of. Put them on Ellis Island, put them in jail, prove they were communist subversives, they'd sue out a writ of habeas corpus, and out of jail they'd come to roam this country. It's estimated now that there's some 3 to 5 million illegal aliens in this country roaming around over the country. We can presume, I'm sure, that at least a part of them are subversives. This law tightens the deportation, provides the Attorney General can keep them in jail where they can't make a bond, but they shall have court review and the right to appeal to the courts so that their rights will be protected.
Senator Lehman, haven't the immigration laws, in your opinion, helped us to get rid of some of the highly undesirable immigrants, Lucky Luciano, for instance?
Well, let me say first of all that I certainly have no objection to anybody who is a criminal or a proven subversive or saboteur or spy being excluded. I strongly favor that. Now, so far as Lucky Luciano is concerned, I'm very glad you've asked me that question, Mr. Blair. Because there's a lot of misunderstanding on that. Lucky Luciano was pardoned for deportation by my predecessor as governor of New York, Governor Dewey, long before the McCarran Act came into play. Lucky Luciano was dubbed, described as Governor Dewey, while he was district attorney, is one of the most dangerous criminals in this country, and I believe he was. And I believe that he deserved to be sentenced for a very long term of years in prison. And he was. He was given a sentence of 25 or 30 or 35 years. And then all of a sudden, without any reason ever having been given to the American people or the people of New York State, he was pardoned by the governor of New York, Governor Dewey, for deportation of Italy. He could have been kept in prison, and he should have been kept in prison for 15 or 20 or 25 years remaining of a citizen of his sentence, because he was a bad man, a bad actor, and he should have been retained in custody, but he wasn't. He was pardoned for deportation, sent to Italy, where I'm advised, although I have no proof of it, that he is now dealing in narcotics which come over to this country. But it had nothing whatsoever to do with the McCarran Act.
Senator, you said your predecessor. You meant your successor in office, didn't you?
I beg your pardon.
Congressman Wilson, anything?
My successor, I'm glad you drew my attention. My predecessor, I'm very glad to say, was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, later President of the United States.
Congressman Wilson?
I agree with the senator in that regard, and that is that Lucky Luciano should have stayed in jail and been deported then. But he couldn't be under the old immigration law, but he could certainly be under this, and a lot of the rest of them can be.
All right, let's take questions from our audience now, as the time will allow. May we have your question, please, sir?
My name is Emmett V. Middlefeeler. I'm a lawyer from Louisville, Kentucky. I'd like to ask Senator Lehman a question. Isn't it true that the McCarran-Walter Act discriminates among totalitarians? That is, it makes it easier for a pro-fascist to enter the United States than a pro-communist.
Senator Lehman?
Well, there's nothing to prevent. It's very easy for a man to come in who's been a former communist. There's nothing in the bill that I know of that prevents a former Nazi coming into this country. Either a former Nazi or a man who is a Nazi today, he is admitted into this country. There's nothing to prevent is immigration.
Congressman Wilson?
I disagree with that. I think the Attorney General has the right to turn any immigrant down if his presence in this country would endanger the security of this country, regardless of who he is. That's provided for in the bill.
Right. Next question, please.
I'm Congressman Ed Willis of Louisiana. I'd like to address a question to my colleague, Mr. Wilson of Texas. Senator Lehman said that under present law, England last year would have been entitled to send 65,000 immigrants, and that only 10,000 came in, leaving 55,000, whom I understand he would want to assign to other countries. So that, in effect, his philosophy is that the bars should be let down to admit many more immigrants. I asked a gentleman from Texas if he has had an opportunity, irrespective of his feeling or the senator's feeling, or what President Truman said, or what Eisenhower said, how does he feel the people would react to such a proposal at this time?
Congressman Wilson, you have 30 seconds on that.
Congressman Willis, I think the people would be absolutely opposed, 9/10 of them. I think the people are willing to risk the future of this country and its immigration policy based upon the national origins theory until some better theory can be found. And especially at this critical time in the world's history, is no time to let down the bars and permit just anybody to come to this country.
Senator Lehman, you care to comment?
Yes, I do. Nobody admires the British more than I do. And I would welcome to this country in as large numbers as they want to come.
Even today, but Senator, the way they're acting?
Even today. I think we owe them a great debt of gratitude, and they owe us a great debt of attitude. And I think all this recrimination that is going on in the world, in Congress and elsewhere, is a very unfortunate thing for the security of the world. But the congressman has said the people object to anyone, any old person. I don't want to misquote you. I'm not quite sure of your word, but that's the implication. Coming to this country, but I don't think.
Oh, Senator, you misunderstood me about that.
Well, will you repeat what you
statement.
Did say?
Can you repeat it, Congressman?
I said I thought the people were largely, substantial number of them were against letting the bars down to let just anybody and any number of people come to this country, because our economy won't stand it, because we don't have the facilities for them, and because they do not know anything about our way of life, and because they couldn't be assimilated if they came in too large numbers.
May I answer that now?
Quickly.
Certainly, there's no disposition to let the bars down to let any number of people in. The bill which I propose and which, new bill which I will introduce, allows one new immigrant for every 600 people in this country. That certainly isn't letting the bars down for all. And I want to say to the congressman, that's my belief, he may differ with me, and undoubtedly does, that the average American citizen sees no difference in the morals or in the contribution that he can make between an immigrant from Italy, Poland, Greece, or Lithuania, or Latvia, and one that comes from England or Germany or Ireland.
Congressman Wilson.
Senator, my point is that if we change the national origin theory, we're going to have to leave it up to some bureau that will be subject to political pressure and to minority group pressure and to pressure groups of various kinds if we abandon that theory. That's my point.
Senator
exactly.
Lehman?
No, I don't think so, because certainly it's never been suggested that these can come in pell-mell or helter-skelter. The bill that I have suggested would provide for certain classifications, one for family reunification, two for occupational use.
I'm sorry, Senator, but our time is up.
Oh,
I wish
sorry.
You could continue, and Congressman Wilson, you've been listening to a discussion of the topic, What Should the United States Immigration Policy Be? Our speakers have been Senator Herbert H. Lehman, Democrat of New York, and Representative J. Frank Wilson, Democrat of Texas.